And as education adapts, and that's to the needs of today's students, one-to-one learning is becoming an essential solution. And that's with larger class sizes and also rising mental health concerns. Now, this flexible approach offers, and that's personalised support that helps students manage academic pressures. Now, studies show that students receiving one-to-one tutoring see significant improvements, and that's in performance, including a 67% boost, and that's in attainment compared to traditional classroom sizes. Well, joining me to discuss this morning is Kevin Radchurn. He is a mathematics tutor and also managing director of Suited Tutor. Kevin, a very good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. A very good Tuesday morning to you. First of all, how do large class sizes affect student learning, and how can one-to-one tutoring help?
Oh, that's a very good question. In terms of large classes affect the classroom, well, there was a study just last year about the effect of school size and class size on school preparedness, and it shows that the smaller classes has improved student outcomes, and it allowed teacher to tailor their teaching and increase the engagement between the students and themselves. And also, it does help with better management, so you can actually discipline the students into different locations. We can just move them around to work with different people. But that study is not just done in one school. It has done in about 21,000 schools, and it's across 80 countries. So seeing from 30 to about 24 to 26 students, it does improve the engagement. And then you said about the one-to-one and how it can support the students. It does increase their experiences in terms of improving the result. So like you said, it has given 67% more improvement in attainment. And also increased their grade about 2.5 more times than the usual. And you can actually see that in one of the national tutoring program that we did a survey last year. And also in reducing the number of students in one-to-one tutoring, it does help boost the students' confidence, and the lessons are more tailored for them, so it's much easier for them to access the content.
But what makes online tutoring an effective solution, and that's for flexible learning?
Well, it's quite based on one the National Parent Survey. Apparently, about more than 80% found that it's more valuable to do online tutoring because of two main things, which is mostly for time management and mostly also for tailored lessons. And you can see some a major improvement in different tutoring companies. So I know a couple of my colleagues from work who also are teachers. They do tutoring on the side, and they do see their students who take extra tutoring, they expose more to the content, and they do significantly better in school. And because it's online, it's much easier to access different tutors from across the country. So you don't have to worry about, oh, can I find really good tutors in my area? It's not really restricted. You actually can find tutors across the UK. So you can find from our company, you can find some from London, Leeds, Birmingham, Manchester, or Oxford. So you do have a lot of access that's not restricted from location as well.
But how does personalised tutoring support students that's with mental health challenges and also ADHD?
Oh, okay. Based on that, because obviously with mental health challenges, it has caused a lot of problems. I think 80% of parents prefer... About 80% of the parents find out it's because of the online tutoring, and it has helped the students with mental health who are refusing to go to school. Because in the last 12 months, a lot of students are suffering from mental health, and a quarter of them are not going to school. So having the online tutoring is it's an alternative use of resources to make sure they do get the education that they really do need. So our tutors are like often or being offered like training to support with the mental health in the students, so we can actually ask them to focus more of the time management within the lesson and try to make sure the activities are short and quick. So like when you say about ADHD, they do really need to have quite short activities so they can reflect on their learning and then go back to a different activity, because they can't engage more than a couple minutes on a certain activity.
Now, how can online tutoring help students that's in remote or disadvantaged areas?
Like I said earlier about not being restricted in the location. So in terms of gaining access to different tutors across the UK, so like I said, we have some in London or Oxford, it does help us to deliver high-quality lessons no matter where. And there's also some factors where some parents do not have access to tutors around them. So it's much easier to have them to do online tutoring so they can get actually the best tutors they can get. Because if they're not restricted from just the area, they can actually talk to different tutors that might help their students or maybe more specialized. Because in our company, we do look for specialized tutors in their subject. So that way it does help them in terms of breaking down what they actually do need, and we actually plan ahead our lessons much better.
Kevin, where can our listeners go, and that's for more information?
Well, you can find more information on our website called Suited Tutor. We actually provide a lot in info in terms of what we can do for as a tutor and how you can actually make a booking, or you can actually call us as well if you're not too sure about anything. Also, you can get more information from what's it called? Our info page in our company thing.
Kevin, can I thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning here on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio, and I wish you all the very best of luck with your tutoring and this idea of helping people out that are listed that disadvantaged. And as I say, thank you very much for joining me this morning. That was Kevin Ramchurn. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.